This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. The French bank BNP Paribas pled guilty to criminal charges Monday to making deals with Iran, Cuba, and Sudan in violation of U.S. sanctions against those three countries. The wrongdoing went on for years and added up to billions of dollars in deals. Now BNP will pay a record $8.9 billion fine. Big news, yes, but exactly how the case against BNP was pieced together is even more fascinating. Jessica Silver Greenberg reported that story for The New York Times, and she joins me now. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you.
So a Gaza bus bombing in 1995 that killed the daughter of Stephen Fletow, a New Jersey lawyer, is how this unraveled things for BNP Paribas. Please explain.
Yes. So the path that ultimately led to this BNP case began when the Manhattan District Attorney's Office came upon this lawsuit. In this lawsuit, the central accusation was that the Iranian government had a front in the U.S., this charity called the Alavi Foundation, which had offices on Fifth Avenue. As prosecutors began to investigate that, they quickly determined that Credit Suisse and Lloyds were the banks, prestigious foreign banks, that were helping the Iranian government get money into the U.S. financial system. And from there, as those cases were building, someone came forward, a whistleblower came forward in 2009 and said, well, Credit Suisse and Lloyds might be bad, but you should take a look at BNP.
How did Stephen Fletow make this connection between the Alavi Foundation? He was trying to get money for his daughter's death from Iran, correct?
Yes, he was trying to get money from Iran. What happened was he had actually been awarded $250 million by a judge who said the Iranian government should compensate him for his daughter's death because they'd funded the terrorists that had blown up the bus. But Iran never paid, and so he went about trying to determine the assets of the Iranian government, including this Alavi Foundation.
That charity, later proven to be connected to Iran, and it owned a stake in a Fifth Avenue skyscraper. How do you go from that nonprofit to the guilty plea from BNP Paribas?
What prosecutors in Manhattan, and then ultimately joined by federal prosecutors from the Department of Justice, what they did was they had to figure out how an Iranian bank, state-owned bank that's barred from doing business in the U.S., gets money to a charity or more broadly into the U.S. When they were looking at the Alavi Foundation's records, the bank records, they found that where they expected to see Bank Melli, the Iranian bank, they instead saw Credit Suisse and Lloyds. So we saw yesterday with BNP that they admitted to stripping out the names of their Iranian clients and putting in their own names. Credit Suisse and Lloyds did this with Bank Melli, and BNP Paribas did this with Sudanese and Iranian clients.
The big break came when a whistleblower stepped forward, but prior to that, the Manhattan District's Attorney's Office was doing a lot of gumshoe reporting. Tell me about some of those breaks in the investigation.
I would say one of these kind of pivotal points was as they were trying to determine, again, is this lawsuit from this grieving father, is he off base? They were trying to prove whether or not, or to see whether there were sinews connecting the Alavi Foundation to Iran. And what they did was they visited this informant. They went to a Persian rug shop and they're gathered around this table, chatting for hours, picking at pistachios and watermelon, and talking about nothing but family and politics. Well, at the end of this discussion, the shop owner says definitively, well, the Alavi Foundation is absolutely under the control of the supreme leader of Iran. It was, of course, nothing they could use in court, but it confirmed for them what they had always suspected to be true.
Could we see more banks charged criminally for transferring money for foreign governments the U.S. has sanctioned?
I don't believe that we'll see criminal charges. So BNP Paribas, because of the banks that have already settled, the suspected behavior was much more extensive. That's what warranted, in part, this guilty plea and then a record $8.9 billion penalty. I think we will see, though, these cases are not over. There are other banks already under investigation for flouting U.S. sanctions, and we'll see other settlements of these cases.
Jessica Silver Greenberg is a business reporter for the New York Times. Thanks so much for joining me, and good work.
Thank you.
This is WNYC.